Hallelujah. And I showed you. It's a cloud of witnesses. In the mouth of two or three, the matter is established. And I told you. Amen. I gave an example of Moses. What is it that stopped Moses from entering the promised land? It was a weakness he had. What was the weakness? Anger. Hallelujah. God used that to show us that he is no respecter of persons. Judas uncle, what is it that stopped him? Money. Money stopped him from entering the kingdom. Love of money. Elisha uncle, what is it that made him to be leprous? Instead of having a double portion of the anointing on Elisha, Gehazi, what did he receive? What made him to become leprous, Gehazi? Money. Love of money. Is it not because of money some of you cannot come for fellowship? Praise the Lord. Esau, uncle, what is it that made him to lose his birthright? Food. What to eat? That you is your birthright to prosper. And that before you get a job, sister, you have to go and open your leg for somebody to sleep with you to get you that job. You have sold your birthright. And the Bible called Esau the profane person. It was profane. And when he realized it was too late. He said he cried with tears bitterly. But he had lost it. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Impatience, okay? Impatience has made so many Christians to yoke themselves into everlasting problem. Especially in the area of marriage. I'm Mario. And you think that marriage is just as a Christian. As a Christian, marriage to you is not like marriage to the people in the world. Marriage in the world, there they know it's a contract, they think no work, we sit down, we have meeting, we break it. It is normal for them. They are unbelievers. They are not guided by the same laws you are guided by. And so, I don't reach 30 now. I don't reach 35 now. I don't reach 40 now. God, did they look at me? I don't pray, I don't fast, tire. You say, make I don't wear trousers, I don't wear. Make I don't palm my hair, I don't palm. I don't even roll powder. Where the husband now? Only me, I belong to four prayer groups for bride. Every night, the BG and they do. Where the husband now? God, I want to tell you now, if this December ends, impatience. And who are you to threaten God? So God will say, oh yeah, you don't go marry. Make I see what you go do. Praise God. Impatience. Impatience. Impatience produce Ishmael. So you start looking for fruit of the womb. Impatience took you to Babalawo. That child you have, you think send a picking in the ball. You know what I say? Now trouble you bring come family. Because you could not wait on the Lord. You could not wait. Any man. Wake up now, go marry any man. Whether it be believer or unbeliever. This reproach is too much. And the man say, don't marry. Whoever, whether the Agbero, go marry him. Praise God. You've not seen some sisters that are so desperate until. Now they go, in fact, now then they marry the man. Nobody the man, they marry. They give the man money. and impatience have made sisters, even in this church, fall into the hand of 419 serpent seeds. They come to chop your money. Then after the marriage, they don't forget the money. Then they will turn and say, ah, where the money? Praise the Lord. Impatience. And so, you won't say na curse, they worry you. Not because so. Because no one can curse you. You're a believer. You're under the blood. It's you. You're cursing it. Lost wife, Unko. Hallelujah. Luke 17:32 says, remember Lot's wife. Eh? Turn and warn your neighbor. Remember Lot's wife. Tell your neighbor, no fear, no fear. I can't do you anything. Tell him. If he don't look you, tap and make you look you. Say it. Yes, now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. She looked back. She had the opportunity to escape. But she looked back. Only one instruction. Fire is coming on Sodom and Gomorrah. But grace of God has found you. Leave now, the angel was leading them out. And when it is time to escape, it is always, God always will do it by the hand of his angel. And in his right hand, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, he has seven stars. Verse 20, he says, those seven stars, they are the angels to the seven churches. Talking about the seven church ages. In this age, we have identified his angel. In this age. America Humbuma, William Marion Braham, the seventh, the last angel, the seventh angel to the last church age, the seventh church age, fulfilling Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. With a symbol of our faith, the pillar of fire, showing us the way out of this dark Christianity of this age. Come out of her, my people, and not be partaker of her sins. And the angel was sent to Sodom. Hallelujah. To bring out the elect of God. Can I see the elect of God here? Yeah. But there is the angel telling you, say, don't look back. Don't look back. It's simple. I showed you in 2 Peter chapter 2 where he says the only animal that goes back after he has vomited something, then after again come back to the vomit again and eat what he has vomited, is who? It's a dog. You drop from your hair, you drop your earrings, you drop wearing trousers according to the voice of the prophets. The message to this age, because it is not for everybody. Where you came out from, they told you there, it doesn't matter. But you heard a voice. In Sodom there, there were three angels that God released. Two went to Sodom. One stayed with the bride, Abraham. Uh-huh. And was revealing what will happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. To Abraham. Where he was revealing it, his divine agenda. To Abraham, his seed, his covenant seed. Hallelujah. While he was revealing what will happen to them there, there were two angels that went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. What were they doing to them? They blinding them. They were blinding angels. One of them went to the Pentecostals. The other one went to the evangelicals, because they are the two groups of Christians. Blinding them. But while the blinding process is going on, this angel found God
showed mercy on you and brought you out. Only one message. Don't look back. If you look back, he said, remember Lord's wife.
Remember Lord's wife. What are you supposed to remember concerning her? When she turned back, what did she become? Pillar of salt. Pillar of salt. And let me tell you something I learned from that scripture, from that story. That salvation is an individual affair. Salvation is an individual affair. God is looking for people that will be focused on Him and Him alone. You don't know who is who. Whether now your husband or your wife, your children. Save yourself first before you look at anybody. Because some people, they are not interested. Even as they are following to a church like this, even though they drop their earring, brother, it may be because in the interest of their marriage, Naim, they wear them. So as they come to church, so then they grumble. While they are following to church, their heart is in those things behind. And the slightest opportunity, they will go back. You see? And they were moving together. Jerry, come now, so they stand, every time they stand together. Come. I hope we shall go there together. But whether you go or not, me, I must go. Hallelujah. And I can see something. They were moving. They follow me now. Where could they go? Amen. Then suddenly, I'm sure, suddenly, stand still. Lot. Ne? Honey? He can't turn back. Ne? Amen. Listen, if it's today, some of us here, you love your wife too much, you will look back. Let's go now. You don't say if you do like this, what will it be? You say you go be. But Lot did not look back. Praise the Lord. Even now some people, when they here, when they turn, look. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even now some people, when they here, where I know. I know some of you. Where, look. You think you are a lawyer. I think now look, he said, I cannot look back. No. He didn't say I should not move back. I don't look now. I look back. Praise God. Praise God. This journey is forward ever and backward never. Amen. Hallelujah. See what some people will do. When they talk like this, because he say, now salt. No, money with this song. When they discover saying assault, the top assault, no, money with this song. They will not move again, they will stay there. And begin to think of how much they feel make from this. Praise the Lord. Jerry, it will never be your portion. Lie, lie. Lie, lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is where you must learn. Look, that's why we sing that song. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, don't hinder me. I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord to the glory.
Hallelujah. Salvation is a personal thing. Personal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So remember Lot's wife. I remember a scripture. Luke chapter 9. Verse 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. What does it say? And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. No looking back. You don't start and stop. You don't make a decision and cut it later. So before you make that decision, count the cost. Be ready to face anything that goes with your decision. If not, you'll be among those that will be looking back, falling back. If your decision to stop doing certain things, it's only because you are looking for some earthly thing from God. Ah. When God delays that thing, then you will go back to what you were before. It's true. I have seen people here that drew back. That's why I'm saying this confidently. So what is it for anybody here that has backslidden? What is the solution? The solution is come back. Come back. The backslider at heart be restored. Hallelujah. So what does the Bible say? So that you will not backslide. This is the only solution to remain on fire. What did the Bible say? Colossians chapter 3. From verse 1. Now let me do some reading. We are going to read though. I will read it. It's a long reading. Up to verse 16. Because you are baptized. You are risen. You are no more dead. You are alive with Christ. Verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, he said, seek those things which are above. We are Christ seated on the right hand of God. He said, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 4. We are reading it up to verse 16. Verse 3. For ye are dead, signified by that water baptism, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now, verse 5, my emphasis. So that you don't backslide. He said, mortify. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication. Uncleanness. Inordinate affection. Evil concupiscence, and covetousness, that which is idolatry. Now he said, these are the reason for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. This is the reason why this world will be destroyed. This is the reason why God created hell, fire. And hell. He created hell. He created fire. The lake of fire. That was why he told the children of Israel, all these people in the land of Canaan, this is the reason why I chased all of them away and given you their land for you to possess. Because they have forsaken me and they are idol worshipping, all the worshippers, all this nonsense, everything they do, every evil thing was there. You therefore, when you go to that land, don't be like them, because I am
am the Lord,
I change it not. If I destroy them, I remove them there and brought you there. If you do the same thing they did, I will remove you also. I am the Lord, I change it not. Amen. Verse 6 again. It says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Verse 7. In the which you also, me and you here, we walked, you know, also walked sometime when we lived in them. We were drunkards. We were idol worshippers. We were fornicators. We were adulterers. The next verse. But now that you are a believer, you also put off all this. Put off anger. Put off wrath. Put off malice. Put off blasphemy. Fill the communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, brother and sister. Tell one another the truth. Saying that you have put off the old man with his deeds. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I read it again. When you are a Christian, you have put on the new man. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old lifestyle have passed away. You are a Christian now. You are still fornicating. So what have you removed from your life? What has Christianity removed from your life? You are still a liar. You still steal. Thief. You're the thief. Thief. Only. Barao. Praise God. That's why I say, the Christian faith is the most interesting faith on earth. That's why I believe that parable. And Jesus Christ knew it. The parable of the fishing net in Matthew chapter 13. The fisherman went and cast the net. The net is the gospel, evangelism. And then all manner of things enter the net. So it's not everybody in the church that is a Christian. And it's not how much you pray that determine whether you're a Christian or not. It's not even how long you can fast that determine whether you're a Christian or not. Hallelujah. It is by your fruit. A tree is known by her fruits. So never you come to church and begin to think that na church I did, then you relax. Leave your handbag. Go toilet, come back. Okay. That bag will follow you, go another place. Be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And such people that do that, you know, they have crossed the border of mercy. There are some things you do that makes you to cross the border of mercy. I can mention two of them. One of them is that you come to a place like this where people have come to gather to worship God. Then you come there to operate your evil. You see? Unknown to you, if that man, that woman, turns around and notices it still don't disappear, any curse he lay on you. If whether he lay the curse or not, you have took your finger in the eye of God. You are insulting the God that we came here to worship. The second one, Jesus Christ himself said it. He brought a little child. Who is the greatest in the kingdom? He brought a little child to answer the disciples. He said, except you be converted and be as one of these little children, he said, you can never enter the kingdom. Then he added there, he says, that And woe to anyone that shall stumble any of such children. I've explained that verse in this church before. What he's saying is that there are two things, you know, he was teaching there. One, he wants us to use a child and know the type of faith we should have in working with him. Now, he's also telling you now, he said, if any believer decides to act like this child, and you cause that believer to stumble by your actions, because he believes you that you will not lie. He believes you that you are truthful. He trusts you, and you cause him to stumble. He says that it is better. The what will come upon that person? Jesus said, for a millstone to be tied on your neck, and then you drop inside the river and die there, than what is awaiting you from God. You know, people just, they don't study the Bible, so they don't have a reason to fear God. Because you can't live your life beyond what you know. All they teach you in your church is that God is a good God. God is a merciful God. God is a good God. But they never tell you that God is a God of vengeance. That God is a consuming fire. They never tell you that Apostle Paul says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty God. I'm telling you, be careful how you deal with a fellow Christian. He said, what you do to them is as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you have done it to me. When you cheat or you break somebody's heart, young men are fond of doing it. You break the heart of a young girl who has given her life to you based on your sweet mouth. Then you dump her yakata because you see another sister. You break her heart. I am telling you. See, it's not a curse. Watch all that do that. That one that you dump, you went to marry another, you will never have peace in that marriage. It is true. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm saying, see, I am a preacher. I'm telling you what I know. It's true. So be careful how you deal with fellow Christians. Jesus himself was the one that said it. Hallelujah. He said, it's better. Go and kill yourself. The death that you will die from putting a millstone on your neck. Millstone is grinding stone, very heavy. Make it sink with you there. That type of death, he said, is better than the death. The thing that God will do to you for stumbling anyone that decides to relate with you as a Christian, you take advantage of that person.